Going Home. Yes, that wonderful piece of music, a.k.a. Hiken's Serenade. That was played by Pipe Major Willie Cochran. And before that, he also played From Scotland with Love. Okay, how about we get in early and have one for our Irish friends? Well, Irish Aussies, how about that? This is a young, well, he does say young, I don't think, Australian country singer, and he's singing a couple of Irish songs. And this one is called Touch of Country, and it's actually done for old time and new vogue dancing. And this young fella, Daryl Marchant. Here he is with 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats that tingle to the shores of Dundee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skipperee, the moorlands and the meadows and their 40 shades of green. Most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done at sea, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmer drain the bog and split the turf, to see again the patching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to Laham to see my 40 shades of green. Most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done at sea, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, it's 40 shades of green.
And I'm so glad to be there, strolling through the hedgerow,
hear the songbird singing in the tree. Walking down the country lanes in the afternoon, see the lambs are playing in the fields. It's summer time again, the winter days are over, flowers they're growing in the garden once again, roses they're blooming, the trees no longer bare. Summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. If you're living here in Ireland, it's sights like this you'll see, with scenery that is beyond compare. And my favorite time of year is when the summer's here, the best of all the seasons I declare. It's summertime again, the winter days are over, flowers they're growing in the garden once again, roses they're blooming, the trees no longer bare. Summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. Winter days are over, flowers they're growing in the garden once again, roses they're blooming, trees no longer bare. Summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there.
Oh, what about that? He's got a beautiful voice, isn't he? How about we have another one? To hell with the expense.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love, the stars above came out to play. Now as I wander, my thoughts never stray, south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. It was fiesta and we were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, mañana, for tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. Mission bells told me that I mustn't stray south of the border, down Mexico way. Yes, she sighed as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. I lied as I whispered, mañana, for tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. Mission bells told me that I mustn't stray south of the border, down Mexico way. South of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love, the stars above came out to play. Now as My thoughts never stray south of the border, down Mexico way.
Olé! That was Darrell Merchant. How about that, eh? South of the border. Before that, we had Summertime in Ireland. And, what else? Oh, yes, 40 Shades of Green. He's a good singer, isn't he? Almost as good as me. Yes, when you hear me in the bath. Well, that's the Christmas time. And the shower, yes. Every day. South of the border. Shut up, McDougal, and get on with it. Right, it's still the same. It's holding now, the whole... Oh, no, it's gone up to 25. Dear, 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 dear. By the way, now we've got over all the Christmas and Hogmanay festival and we're resting. Are you thinking about taking up the pipes or the drums for the kids or your grandkids? Why not give John McKenzie a ring at the Shoalhaven City Pipes and Drums? They are training people of all ages and sexes. Well, there's only 2 sexes, isn't there? Well, give them a ring on 44215306. 44215306. Have a talk with John and he'll tell you all about piping and drumming. And also, if you've got someone interested in Highland dancing, well, ask John about that as well. Not that he dances, but he knows people who teach. Right, good. Thank you. John McKenzie, his name is. And tell him you had it on Radio Triple UFM at South Nowra. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, broadcasting on Triple UFM, 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. Our telephone number is 44227700. I'll repeat that, 44227700. Oh, and I hope Darrell Merchant up there in Queensland, he's not expecting royalties. We are on the internet. Yes, I've got quite a good bit of feedback from people all around the world who are enjoying the Scottish show. A couple from Melbourne who are saying, why can't we have a Scottish show here in Melbourne? I don't know, darling. Probably no Scots down there. They're all up here. Right, let's listen to Sheena Wellington as she sings Derwent Waters Farewell, and followed by Newport Rays. I'll tell you all about Newport after.
Oh, Long years ago, when I was young, we never had much money, but we were never short on fun when the summer days were sunny. For my granny with mac sandwiches would wear round his clays, and would go and catch the fifey for the bonny new portrays. For the broughty beach was sandy and the meadow ring was near, but they never gave us half the thrill of hewing at the fifey pier. For the fifeys, they were magic, always changing in her sight, just depending on what picture we'd seen on Friday night. It would be her stately galleon, or her warship sleek and grey, or would fly the Jolly Roger all the way across the bay. For the broughty beach was sandy, and the meadow green was near, but they never gave us half the thrill of hewing at the fifey pier. And when we got in Newport, up the boat brae we would run, to be first into the horseshoe was a great fair jaw the fun. And we'd swim and climb and play at ting, while the big pot piled up tea, and we'd gather pails of walks and dolls to eat back in Dundee. For the broughty beach was sandy, and the meadow green was near, but they never gave us half the thrill of hewing at the fifey pier. And when the sun was setting our Invercargill Bay, it's the morning's a weary Monday, and your dad's day in his pay. But if you all behave yourselves for just the next few days, we'll bring you back next Sunday day, the bonny Newport Bay. For the broughty beach was sandy, and the meadow green was near, but they never gave us half a thrill of hewing at the fifey pier. Well, the fifeys, they are gone now, in the place the great bridge stands, and the Dundee fens are scattered to 100 foreign lands. But the sweetest part of memory still hails the summer days, when happiness was the BL nil, and heaven was the Newport phrase. For the broughty beach was sandy, the meadow green was near, but they never gave us half a thrill of hewing at the fifey pier. Aye, the broughty beach was sandy, the meadow green was near, but they never gave us half a thrill of hewing at the fifey pier.
Ah, yes, how true, how true. I remember when I was a kid, I was a kid for a few years, we used to go across to the River Tay from Dundee. We'd get on this big ferry boat, which was a fair-sized boat. It'd hold a couple of hundred people, plus some cars, horse and carts, yep. And I'd go over to Newport, which was a tiny little village on the banks of the estuary, the Tay estuary. Now, there weren't flat beaches like we have, say, in Australia or anywhere else in Britain. They were just all slopes leading down to the water, but people were happy just to get a little spot there where they can sit down. And most of the time when you were sitting down, you were slipping down a hill, but they all enjoyed it. And there's also a big park there, I forget the name of the park, it might be Mill, I'm only guessing. These hundreds used to go there as well. Then back to the pier. And don't forget that in the summertime it wouldn't get dark until about 10, 11 o'clock at night, so you'd head for the pier to get the ferry back home to Dundee about 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And there'd be hundreds of people there singing all the way over on the ferry. It was great. And the first song, Derwentwater's Farewell, that was all about Lord Derwentwater's execution for taking part in the 1715 rebellion, who took part in the 1715 rebellion for King Jamie Stuart, that is. Right, so much for my little bit of whatever. Let's listen to Andy Stewart.
haven't seen for years. I've an awful longing feeling, and my eyes well dim with tears. When I think of all the happy days I spent beside that spot, and the games we played as laddies there will never be forgot. Though I'm far away from Scotland, and the scenes I lose a will, there's a beat for the old country that in every pulse I feel. And though other lands are bonny, I and other folk are kind, there is one scene and one only that is ever in my mind. There's a wee house on the hillside, there's a wee house o'er the sea, there's a lassie in that wee house waiting patiently for me. She's the picture of perfection, O cawadna tell a lee, if ye seen her, ye would love her just the same as me. She's the picture of perfection, O cawadna tell a lee, if ye seen her, ye
it is.
Yes, the wonderful Andy Stewart.
Oh, the
feather, the heather. Get off, Andy. He's always pushing his way on. Right, this next track coming up, I wonder how many remember the Slosh. That's a dance, yes. I don't know where it started, I can't remember, but I would say about 30, 40 years ago. It started off, I think, in Scotland, and it finished up here in Australia, and every Scottish dance in Australia, that's probably one every week or somewhere, there would be, especially in Sydney and New South Wales, there would be a Scottish dance on every week, and part of the programme was always the Slosh and the Alley Cat. But we'll try the... Oh, what have we got here? What have we got here? I've got the wrong one up. Anyway, here is the a bit the Slosh coming up right now, and it's by the Boxing Banjo Band. Hey, Yeah, how about that, eh? That last one was the Alley Cat, and before that we had the Slush. Oh, and God, they bring back fond memories. I still think they do some of... Oh, no, no, the Alley Cat now, I think it's been modernised, and they call it Nutbush City Limits. Yeah, something like that. Before we go any further, let's see if we've got something for the boss.